Lord bless your hearts. Good to be in church tonight, isn't it? Oh, it's really great. Lord, the one who never fails, always with us, Lord. And you answer our prayers according to divine providence many times, but you answer sometimes just about anything we ask for. And we appreciate it, Lord. Now touch thy people together, all of us gathered together in unity. While we still have time on this, your earth, to praise you, Lord. One day it'll be too late, for earthly praises will be in heaven praising you. But right now, we thank you with all of our heart for thy great creation now, and for all of the people that thou hast created too, Lord. We give thanks for the beautiful heavens, and all the beautiful things that we haven't seen yet that you've done, how great thou art. And now, Lord, as we magnify you, touch the audience, touch everyone together, and let us praise the Lord together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, go ahead and be seated. What I'm going to do is just preach a little bit here tonight, you know, and let the Lord touch the hearts that believes. You know, sometimes these Wednesday night services have fallen off. They come on Sunday nights, and they'll come on this night, and they'll come on that night. A lot of times, you know, when you preach a message, you find out, you just mark my word, when the Lord brings a message, now sometimes people are really too old, you know, they're really old and they can't get here every night. But you talk about, you know, the middle-aged people, the younger people and so forth like that, they can. And when you begin to lay those messages in there, we had a couple of messages that were an hour. And you watch and see who really loves God. How many of you believe that? And I know this, only the Lord is going to be able to bring the ones that are going to come. Because people, you can't tell it right now, but there's coming a great separation. And some of those same people will want to, you know, get into God, and it'll be like reaching out. But they won't be able to make it there, because he's going to cut it off. The door's going to be shut, and then he's going to take his children out. We're living in dangerous times like we've never seen before. And it's really the time to get in and serve God. Now, you know, we look around the world, and people wonder. You see, all the events taking place and tragedies and the earth and its desolations and all that's occurring. And you wonder sometimes with all the sickness and all the things that we see that people suffer through sometimes in the famines and other ways and hunger. And people wonder, does Jesus care? So my sermon tonight is, Jesus cares. He has great compassion, but they have very little compassion for him. How many of you believe it? And all nations, now that forget him, will travel through many severe tribulations and different things. Some he spares because they have much of the Word of God in them, like this nation, but still it has its tragedies. And we'll talk just a little bit here. Now, no matter how young, no matter how old, no matter how rich, no matter how poor, no matter if you're black or white, all races, he cares for you. Sometimes they say, well, these people are dark, he doesn't care, and they're famine. Sometimes these people here, they're in different races, different colors, the yellow, the red, and so forth like that. But he cares for all races that love him. Did you know that? And let me see, the rich, the poor, the color, it makes no difference. See, sin attacks all colors and all races. And therefore, salvation erases it from all races. How many of you believe that? That's right. It attacks all colors and all races, sin does. So God has salvation for all races and all people that will believe in him. And he sent it even to the Gentiles. They rejected it, but it's still for them. How many of you believe that? That's exactly right. See, so salvation saves all. God's power heals all then. God works miracles on all. That is, those who believe, no matter what color they are, you have to believe. That is one ingredient that you have to have, no matter rich, young, poor, whatever you are. You must have faith. You've got to have faith in his promises. Faith in what he said that he would do. You have to believe. And when you pray and you ask God to do something for you, then you must have to accept it even more so than what you prayed. That's exactly right. How many of you believe that? You have to accept it in your heart as a finished work and hold on to the Lord. He'll manifest those miracles. So, Jesus, at one time, it said he healed them all. He healed every one of them. But faith was in the air. the atmosphere of faith arose so high that the anointing that came off of him began to heal him in the multitudes and thousands and thousands and thousands. And Jesus, no matter what it looks like, all around us, in the world, in the cities, country, wherever you're at, Jesus cares. The devil is the one that don't care. But Jesus cares. Now the devil goes around and he says, well, that person wouldn't be sick, Jesus doesn't care. That person wouldn't be in sin, Jesus doesn't care. He's already healed him, he's already saved him. But they must believe what he has done in the finished work when he did it. He is the great one. And he is the one that performs the miracles. And he has proven it even in the Old Testament before he came. You know, before he went to the cross, in his book, he has a list of those that he has saved. The Bible says so before the foundation of the world. And when he was walking and working miracles before he went to the cross and gave his blood, he said, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And he hadn't went to the cross yet. He was the power to forgive. They had already been forgiven since the foundation of the world. And he went to the cross and gave his blood to prove it. In other words, he came to purchase what he already knows he's going to get. How many of you can follow that? That is faith, saith the Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Can't you pick up faith? Ah. That's the way it is done in there. So Jesus, more than anyone else in this earth, Jesus cares. Sometimes Satan will test. Sometimes Satan will push at you like you're all alone. And he will come at you in every way that he can to try to discourage you. And remember, in this life, there are thousands of discouragements during your whole life. But there are thousands and thousands and millions of blessings if you'll just reach out and get those blessings. How many of you believe that? You and I are preaching, the crowd fell off some. I come the other morning, and people just misunderstand me so bad I can't see how. And the Lord stand right with me. He said, don't move. They're wrong. Don't. Stay just like you are. And I told the people, I said, you know, we was preaching about some things, you know, about the sincere word, how that grows and great, develops and great, powerful things and forth. And I said, you know, that David wrote in the Psalms that for all of his divine love and love that he had for those, they rewarded him with hate. They tried to kill him. And he wrote about it. And then it switched over to the Messiah. And the Messiah, he said, for his divine love and his compassion, he was rewarded with hate till they finally murdered him. So if you're full of love, you're going to be rewarded with hate. Now, that don't just go for me, and I wasn't coming out or even talking about myself. They said, maybe he thinks that we hate him. That ain't the way it was said at all, you see. And Jesus, each one of the elect, and maybe possibly some of those are not here tonight, if they can get here. Each one of the elect, if you get enough of love and divine love in your heart, you'll be rewarded with hate. He'll come look you up. He'll try to make you change your mind. He'll try to get you to compromise that love that's going to get you out of here. Because without love, there's nobody going to leave this planet. Your faith won't work just exactly right. And I believe this at the end of the age. Such divine love as he bestowed upon us, John says, is coming intermingled with such powerful faith. And the faith alone will help produce. And the love will help the faith. And the faith will help the other. And it'll grow in such magnificent, powerful. It seems like to me that love can get so strong that it just turns to God's white light. Ooh, and then changes to rainbows. Glory to God. How many of you believe that? Such great and powerful love. And he cares. So I was talking about anybody that if you really have love for souls and you really love the Lord with all of your heart, you'll be rewarded with hate from Satan, because that's the way the Psalms went. As the Messiah would come, his own familiar friend turned on him and the ones around him fled. So he was rewarded for his divine love. But being that he was the great eternal God, he understood all of those things. He understood there's nothing but clay. And I have a sermon to preach. I'm going to preach. It's coming. It'll be a real good one. But nevertheless, I started going a little bit. He waved me back. We'll have that later. But with his divine love, even them wanting to kill him and didn't do it, he still in his heart forgave. How many of you believe that? How great a love has he bestowed upon us? Jesus cares for all people. They must love him and they must have faith. So, as I said before, who does God save? Sin attacks all colors and salvation saves all colors. How many of you say amen? Amen. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. It doesn't matter how old or how young. salvation is, and healing is for all of you. Can you say amen? He didn't go just to the cross for the rich people or the poor people or the old people or the young people. He went to the cross for all those, and he will come back. And he is going to get it. He'll get those that he loves. And I believe that this is surely the midnight hour when they're sleeping. You can see it. You know, they can stay awake for a few days. The next thing you look around, they're plumb asleep. We're in the last hours. There'll be a great, quick, short, powerful work. It may surprise this earth. They're not even going to get on it enough to be too much shocked about it. But it's coming. But the ones that I've prayed with all of my heart, it's going to come to those that don't care. They're not watching. They think, you know, they can speak in tongues a little bit. They think they can run around here and, you know, and go and come and say, you know, just jumping and going and never have no concern for souls or for people or anything else. They're going to be surprised when he says, come up hither. Can you say amen? You've got to stay tuned in for God. There's a lot of people that's going to put maybe even the gifts ahead of the Holy Spirit. It ain't going to work. You've got to blend it all together. And when you do, he's going to take you away from here. And my job is, no matter how many people, you know, get upset, they don't like what is being said, I'll have a record book, God said. He'll never change it. What I've preached, that'll be on record. And I'm proud of that. Can you say amen? Now, because it's the Lord, the Bible said that he has made me great and not myself, what David said, different ones in the Bible. Now, I want you to stand to your feet. If you need salvation, whatever you need here tonight, the Lord is going to reach out with his great compassion. Now, what we're going to do, I've been on the bail room some. We didn't come on the platform lately, a service or two. So tonight, some of you may be suffering by now or something. I'm going to pray for about, 12, 14 people, something like that. And you're suffering, you have something wrong with you, you have a sickness. You might have ulcers, cancer, tumors, I don't care, incurable disease. You might have asthma. You might have nervous condition. You may have some kind of sickness to the stomach, some kind of pains in the back of your neck and your back, your vertebrae, and your legs and arms. It doesn't matter, rich, young, poor, as he said in the Bible, what color, it don't matter. You believe God. Now we'll take those. You come up here. And if you need salvation, I'll definitely pray for you. Come over here to this side of the building, right here, real quick. And I'm going to pray for you tonight. We pray that God will give you a miracle. You may have worries, upset. Satan put mental agonies upon you. And he surely tried. Okay. Now that's plenty tonight. We'll get them over here. Praise the Lord. All right, you want to come up here? Go ahead and be seated and honest. Now, Jesus will move in that audience out there. Some people, you know, they wonder, does God show him the audiences and how that they are affected? Oh, my. I don't even hardly talk about. I tell you one thing, keep your eye on Jesus. You can't sometimes even your friends. Can you say amen? Keep your eye on Jesus. That's him right now. We're moving in the latter times. And boy, you don't know who and what to do what next out there. Keep your eyes on Jesus. What you want Jesus to do for you?
I have a cold.
Okay, you want him to clear up your head? You've got a cold?
And my throat.
And your throat. You going to believe Jesus with me? Wasn't that a beautiful sermon for you tonight and every little young people? Okay, it doesn't matter about age. And he understands these young people more than they ever dream of. He created them. He knew exactly how they'd act. He knows all about them. Lord, right now, let thy power move in her throat, move in her head, clear up all of these symptoms, Lord, and take them out of there, of the cold, and all that goes with it. Loosen the throat, take the grip off, touch the muscles, Lord, and relax them, and let her feel the power of the Lord all over her body. And in the audience, those that have colds and throat troubles and problems, they must go. It's got to go. Touch them out in the audience, Lord. Now, breathe.
Feels better.
Is something starting to happen right now?
Yes.
It is. Give the Lord a hand clap. That's pretty fast. Amen.
Praise the Lord. She had a cold Monday, and then it came up on me today. And 2 hours ago, I felt real, 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 real sick.
Why? You don't want that to go any further, do you? Jesus, you just relax just a little bit. Now let thine anointing, Lord, light up inside. Drive out all of these things, Lord Jesus, right now. And touch her. Heal her right now. Let the power of God come upon her. He'll touch you in the audience, if you'll believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Now anoint and help in all kinds of ways, Lord. She's praying. touch her right now. Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. Do you feel all right now?
Yeah, I feel real good.
God bless you. Well, where'd you pop up from? Did you come back out here? You're coming through?
I drove in, and I want to praise the Lord for giving me a wonderful trip coming in. And it's so wonderful to be here. I'm quite overwhelmed again. I ask the Lord for an anointing.
Okay. She's come a long way. She's coming through, and she stopped here. Now, Jesus, let the anointing come upon her, Lord. Woo! Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, touch her. Go with her, Lord, and protect her, and be with her in Jesus' name right now. I command the power of the Lord to come upon her. Well, you ought to get this anointing tonight. It's for spiritual things, too, and healing. It's really there. Take the old burdens off, Lord, and guide her. In Jesus' name. Woo! Why, it's just all over there. Did you get to feel all that?
Yeah.
you drive a long ways, you know, and you can't fail, can you? You got to get it while you're here, thousands of miles. God bless your heart. You got it. She got a blessing right there. And she was serious tonight, real serious about it.
I came up here to get prayer for my throat and my nose, but it doesn't hurt anymore.
While we was praying for one, the other, and got it, and I'm going to get you a spiritual blessing. She said it just left her right there. Jesus, give her a spiritual blessing. And the other things on her heart, Lord, work a miracle for her right now. And let her feel thy presence, Lord, all over her body. Jesus, how real he is. Ooh. How does that feel?
Fine.
Boy, I tell you, he's kind of rocking back and forth here. How are you doing here?
Thank you for praying for my temper. Not very bad.
Wow. Okay, now, I can jar that loose, but now you have to work on this, you know. And Jesus will give you a touch. And sometimes being young, you know, and you feel good and you get all stirred up here. We're going to pray, all right? God bless your heart. Lord, help him with his temper. That old nature of man gets him down. Some has a rough time than others. But you understand, and I command this to go. Infuse his name, the urges of it, Lord. I command the power of the Holy Spirit to come inside of his body and his heart and break up all of his hardness, Lord. Take out all of the anger. You know, Paul once said, don't go to sleep now angry. He said that. He said, because you're going away for the night, you never know what will happen. Now touch him right now, Lord. Release him from this. Let him feel thy peace and comfort. And whatever he needs in there, Lord, to control it. Help him right now. How great thou art. And Lord, there's others in the audience that must have this problem. Touch all of them and help them. In Jesus' name. Ooh, what happened?
Better.
Can you hold? He's shaking my hand and he looks good. Now, you know, if you could stay like that, you could float right on in, couldn't you? Look at him. That's right. Now, you try your best now. You tell the Lord Jesus. Now, you can be sure old Satan will look you up, so you tell him, go away. Amen. He really got it. He got that out of him right there, boy. It really hit him.
I need prayer for my cold.
You're cold too? Okay. Lord, touch her right now. In Jesus' name, I command the cold to go and let the anointing come upon her. And let her feel the presence of God everywhere. Also, those in the audience, Lord, they need a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to guide them. Ooh, how's that feel?
Better.
God bless your heart. Okay.
I want to thank and praise the Lord for his power that kept me through the 4 months I was in California. And the Lord has brought me back that I may continually be in the services here. For the past few days now, I feel some excruciating pain inwardly. So I want the Lord to touch me and take it away.
All right. You've been out in California out there.
Yes.
That's enough to give you, Billy, if you get in the right place. Boy, I tell you right now, huh? Now, Jesus, you understand the things in the stomach and the chest and through the body, the pains, Lord. The demon power sometimes can just scare them. Give them fear, Lord, because they don't know what it is. And I command the pain to leave. The stomach and the chest, everywhere. These pains must go. You carried our pains, Lord, at the cross. I command all the pains to leave this body right now. Make him a new creation. Reach on out in the audience, Lord, with thine hands and touch those in the audience with pains. In Jesus' name, loose him. Loose him. And I command him to go. Make him all new. Woo! What's happening there?
I feel better.
Did something happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
The anointing.
The anointing is all over there.
Yes.
Well, you stay right with it. Give the Lord a hand clap. It's all over him. Praise the Lord. Okay, what would you like Jesus to do?
Oh, I want a
God to heal from my shingles. I got shingles all over my back, and I've had it for almost 6 months now.
All right.
And I've been going to the doctor, but I can't afford to go back.
So you can't afford to go to them. You know they're going to run people back in the house of God to get much higher, aren't they?
So I've just been holding on.
Yeah, I get letters, and it's outrageous sometimes. Okay.
And my husband gets
me what I really want is something for my son, you know. It's up to a point, you know, where it's...
He's just too rebellion toward us.
Spirit on this nation, isn't it?
Okay,
come
on.
All right, you tell him I'm going to pray for him. And, you know, if he gets out of that rebellion, tell him he'll feel better. He will feel better. And that rebellion will lead him deeper on into other things. That's the beginning, tell him. That's only the beginning. And you have to watch that. And be as kind as you can, but be firm when you have to be. You lose your temper.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't sometimes.
You can't handle it. And you don't feel good, too.
No,
all
that's
right.
Why I have the shingles on me.
That's why you got it. Okay, yeah. Come here. Let me pray for you. Lord, give him faith now for the son. I'm coming back to you. I'm going to plant this faith in your heart. Touch him, Lord. Strengthen his faith. And the power. Touch his whole body. Let him feel the anointing upon him. And that boy his, Lord. Let the miraculous power come upon him and rebuke the satanic devils in Jesus' name that causes a rebellion. Now, Lord, come upon her. Jesus, you know this problem? You know all about it, Lord. Now touch her. Take away all of this off of her body. I command it to leave her skin and all. To depart and heal the skin. Let the anointing be with her right now, Jesus. Ooh, praise God, praise God. Anybody that has any kind of skin problems, illness, or any other way, touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. You ought to feel something going all over your body right now. How do you feel now?
I feel good.
You feel good now, she said. Hey, you like to fell over here. Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Move your back up and down, wherever I was at. How you feel?
I feel good.
I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. I feel good.
You keep that. You keep that boy. You tell him all about it now. You tell him I said be nice. What do you feel?
I felt sort of a little something going into my body. And
you got it. Amen. It went in there. God bless your heart. Both of you, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They'll give you a little track out there, too, to help you. Well, she got healed right there. She, power of God, come on, both of them. Our boy, the age we live in, many of you have been upset the same way, and you people continue to hold them up. And that boy there, is it God to really help him? All right.
I've had some physical afflictions the past several days. I've had quite a bit of pain in this breast, and it comes and goes. Seems like when I go to church, it's okay then, but when I get home, I don't...
You get strength there, and back there, he attacks you when you're by yourself. Okay.
I need physical strength too, and guidance and direction and a lot of.
She's the one that had a boy overseas, and you know she prayed up here, boy. He come back, and he was right in the middle of the gunfire, wasn't he? Was just dropping all over out there.
But he's fine, and I praise the Lord and thank him for that.
God's hand was with him.
Yes, I told you.
He wasn't over in that barracks where they all perished in there. God had him back out there.
He was just out of there,
but he wasn't there when it hit. See, that was God had him out in the field.
When he got back to there, he'd seen the. He saw what had happened, and he's got some pictures of things that's pretty graphic.
Well, isn't that God? 200-something of them perished in that bombing, and he went out with a truck out there. Jesus, providence is great. Now touch her, strengthen the whole body. I command the pains in the body to depart, die. Loosen her from this. And I command the forces that cause it to depart in Jesus' name. Now, give her divine strength, Lord, all over her body. And let the power of God and the victory of Jesus be with her now. Touch all this. Lift them up. In the name of the Lord. Jesus, how great he is. Touch the whole family, Lord. Boy, we're living in uniting times. Oh, my.
How'd that feel?
Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
God bless your heart. It feels wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
I have my sinus and it's draining my throat.
All right.
Okay. Lord, take the old sinus out of her head. I command her to stop. Let the anointing be upon her. In Jesus' name, right now, make her a new person, Lord. Clear out everything from her head. Touch her right now. You people believe in the audience, too. Whatever you have, any allergies or whatever it is, it must go in Jesus' name. Now, how do you feel? That's really good, isn't it? She says, yeah, I believe he touched her. Come on here.
Okay.
I need a touch from the Lord.
Okay, you ready? He's here.
Sure.
I'm going to get him now. Come on. Jesus, you relax in the Lord. Lord, you told us how that Holy Spirit will move on thy people, Lord, with an open heart. He that's thirsty, shall be filled and hunger. Amen. Now touch. Touch him right now and let the anointing move in and out. Right now, Lord, calm, peace, rest. In Jesus' name, make him new. Oh my. Feel that? How great it is. Jesus, Jesus. Woo. Well, that's peace, isn't it?
You bet.
You know, you think that thing can get tied up out there in that world. It can get you fast.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Amen.
So I have head pain every day, and I cannot sleep very well. I dream, but I dream every day.
Okay. Lord, I rebuke it. To depart. Touch her inside her head and everywhere, Lord. Take all pains. Everything that she prayed for, I command it to depart from this woman. And Jesus, Jesus' power, how great he is. Wow. Did you get to feel that?
I feel better than I thought.
Something happening to you right now? It is?
I feel better.
Woo! Okay, Lila, we'll give you a spiritual blessing. Boy, something just snapped all around her there. She really felt it. Now, Lord, create more faith and power in her heart. Strengthen this body. Give her rest, Lord, right now. And a spiritual blessing that she'll feel as she goes from here. Woo! How's that?
Yeah, Bella. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Boy, they know something's going on.
I have a runny nose, and I want the Lord to bless me and my sister in school.
Okay. Boy, there's so many of that tonight, just noses and stuff. Stop it right now, Lord. Dry up the nose and head. I command it to go. Let her breathe normal. And help the children, Lord, and help her in school. Right now, Jesus, how great thou art, Lord Jesus. Now you begin to breathe through your nose and see what he does for you. How do you feel now?
Fine.
Fine. You breathe good now?
Yes.
Jesus is great. Give the Lord a hand clap. Why? Really great. I want you to stand to your feet, every one of you tonight. And let's all believe together, and I'm going to pray a uniting prayer as we unite our faith together, as we believe together. Remember, at the end of the age, one of the things and one of the signs is not how they unite in the world, not how they unite in tradition and systems and so forth, that they're going to try to do that too, to imitate it. But what's the important sign at the end of the age is the saints uniting in faith and divine love. Now, that's the difference right there. And when they unite and they get together, the sign of the Lord will be upon them. Glory. Hallelujah. Great. Now you people come down here and you praise the living God for these miracles and shout the victory, and I'll pray a mass prayer for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.